be in peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ the Savior is born. Merry Christmas. And goodbye, 2017. Hello, 2018. Now, this could be the year. It could be the very month. Maybe even the day. It could happen yet tonight. We could be hearing the mighty trumpet blast. And Jesus could show up on the clouds of heaven like lightning. This world could be ending. The dead would all be rising, and the new heaven and the new earth would become revealed. It could happen, or it might not. That's just it. We don't know. Nobody knows. But Jesus says to be waiting and watching. You also must be ready, he says, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Are you ready? I know I am. There's this funny sign out there that says, Jesus is coming. Look busy. That's how some people view the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to show up, and you better not be doing something you shouldn't be doing. Really? Is that what Jesus means by ready? In our gospel lesson tonight, our Lord says, stay dressed for action and keep your lamps burning, and be like men who are waiting for their master to come home from the wedding feast, so that they may open the door to him at once when he comes and knocks. Well, what's he mean by being dressed? I kind of think it's like Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul says, putting on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil, taking up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand firm. Paul goes on to say, stand therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and for shoes for your feet, being the gospel of peace, and taking up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. Kind of what I think Jesus means by staying dressed, being ready. And this keeping your lamps burning. What do you think of? I thought of those wise virgins who had oil for their lamps, that were ready, standing there ready with their lamps burning brightly when the bridegroom came. They were ready. The point is that we should at all times and in all places be ready for the coming of our Lord. With that sort of frame of mind, with that in our hearts, we blissfully anticipate his coming soon. And it's not going to be some big surprise. It's not going to be something you fear. It's not going to be a matter of dread and sorrow. But it's going to be great joy and happiness. When he returns in glory on the clouds of heaven on the last day, he's not going to all of a sudden be something other than our Savior. We know what he's going to be like when he comes. We don't get ready for his return by trying to fix our own lives. Matter of fact, we can't do anything to prepare for his coming. One, we don't have the faintest idea when he's coming. Two, all of our works are like filthy rags to the Lord anyways. And three, that's why Jesus went to the cross on Good Friday. That's why he died for me and for you. God in his great mercy and his love knew our need for a Savior. That's why he promised to send the one, the great one, our Savior, the Messiah, to save us. And let me tell you, If you think you've got something to do with your being saved on that great and last day, then Christ's death and resurrection was all for nothing. He died the death we deserve so that we could live forever with him. We're ready because he has made us ready. And he continues to give us the gifts that make us ready, his holy word and his sacraments. But yet, in that same tone, we have to understand to be ready for the return of Jesus means to live as he has taught us, receiving the gifts he has given us. It means daily remembering our baptism by which we were made dear children of God. It means repenting of our sins and hearing the beautiful news of the absolution that we heard a few moments ago. It means hearing the preaching of Christ crucified and risen for sinners. It means feasting at his altar upon the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, which gives us eternal life and embraces us on that great last day. Did you hear what the prophet Isaiah said tonight in the Old Testament lesson about why God had his word written down in what we call the Bible? And now go, he said, write it before them on a tablet and inscribe it in a book, that it may be for the time to come as a witness forever. For they are a rebellious people, lying children, children unwilling to hear the instruction of the Lord. God knew. God knew we would not remember all that he has told us that we should know. God knew we'd rebel against his commands. And God knew he loved us so much that he had to send his son. And so he had his word written down all throughout time, all throughout the whole pages of history. People have been coming into the temple and into churches to hear the word of God. A favorite prayer of mine goes something like this. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So tonight, we worship him and we gather to hear his holy word and partake of his sacrament of Holy Communion. Why gather? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? The year 2018 is about to be with us in just a few hours. Live in the grace of Christ, which forgives all your sins and makes all things new. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. For the Son of Man is coming. And when he returns, know that you, as a redeemed, forgiven child of God, oh, we're in store for all the bountiful blessings of life everlasting. Happy New Year. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ.